Ja, det är idag den 10 februari 1986. Jag sitter tillsammans med Jan Lindström i Flint, Michigan. Han föddes 1902 den 21 juni i Umeå. Och tillsammans är också Gertrud Lindström, född Öhman i Ersmark den 18 juli 1904. Och ni kom till Amerika nu vilket år?
1923.
Båda två?
Bägge två. Vi var engaged in Sweden, förlovat i Sverige.
1923.
Vi landade 18th of July on her birthday in New York.
Och vilken båt var det, med Stockholm eller Drottningholm?
Stockholm.
No, wait a minute, Kungsholm.
Kungsholm.
Han är borta nu.
Ja, det var gamla Kungsholm.
Ja, gamla Kungsholm, that's right.
Så berätta lite grann nu om din pappa. Vad arbetar han med uppe i Umeå?
Well, han arbetar för Skarins trämassefabrik. Och vad de gjorde, det med pulp för paper. Och jag började talk Swedish, huh?
Det går bra.
Huh?
Kommer det lättare på engelska så går det
bra. Yeah, I think it will. They made, I tell you, that was ridiculous what he was doing. It was cutting logs about 2 feet long, and there was all different sizes, and he held them in front of a machine where they took the bark off. And when they took the bark off, they threw it in a bassin, in a big place where they, to get it cleaned. But you know, his hands were so rough and so coarse, it was just ridiculous. I can't understand how he could ever do this type of work, what he did. And there was no leader. We was so poor home. We was five boys, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And he was working, and that was a long ways. It was over a half Swedish mile to where he was working, and he walked it morning and night. In the winter time, and then he always took he had a spark starting. This gonna sound good on that thing. What do you know, we needed wood. What we did, he was renting, and we had a barn with two cows and a pig. And we didn't have a horse at that, we got that later. But we was poor. My goodness, you couldn't be any poorer, and he didn't make any money. Is that on now?
So, but you helped out when you got older. Are you the youngest or the in between? Or?
No, I was the oldest.
The oldest?
Oldest.
Had to be the first one to pitch in?
Yeah, well, of course. I tell you, I went out in Valakur när jag var 9 år gammal. För 3 somrar.
Var det för andra jordbrukare?
Va?
Det var för andra jordbrukare då?
Ja, det var för andra. We was too many home, you see. They didn't need us. We just didn't need us. Too many kids.
So then
I went and worked for a farmer during the summer. And for 3 years I went in Valakur. And after I got confirmed, after I was 13 years, let's see, graduated in 1915. I was through high school, Högskolan, what you call them. Then I went and worked for a farmer a year on. I never was home after I was 13.
So was you a fullväxt car?
Well, fullväxt, but I did just as much work as a fullväxt car. And I worked for the first one, I worked for the Svenska Amerikaner. I samma by var hon kommer från.
Så har kommit tillbaka?
Han hade varit här 10-12 år. And he was just a wonderful person to work for. And I worked there for him about a year and a half. And then after that, I always liked horses, you know. Then I went and worked for another year and a half. just about, and he had åkeri. What's that?
Ja, åkeri, ja.
Yeah. Åkeri, han hade det, and he had horses, because you see, this was 1915, and the war broke out 1914 in Sweden or in Europe. So this was during the very worst time, 16, 17, 18, 19. So I worked for him 3 years. No, not three. I worked about 2 years. And he had horses, and there was no cars. They couldn't buy rubber, they couldn't buy gasoline or anything. So I was right during World War One.
Så han hade mycket att göra då med åkeriet?
Ja.
Han hade mycket att göra då, han som hade åkeriet?
Ja, du have to take a doctor from the hospital here and over there, and that's the only way they could move them, and nurses and whatever.
Så du var kusk då?
Ja, jag var kusk, and I liked that very much.
Du hade med dig en säck hö på vagnen eller sleden?
Ja, he had some nice horses too, good horses. They could run, you know, not them där tunga hästarna. He had some real nice horses. So I was there to 1918, I think, after the war. And then we had Spanska sjukan hemma. When 1917, you know, people was dying right and left. My goodness, they just couldn't bury them fast enough. And the ground was froze too hard there, so they just put it in some of the likbod and stapla up them.
Ja.
And then when they got summer, then they buried them, put them in the ground.
Blir de sjuka i ditt hem också?
Ja, they was sick there too.
Du klarade dig?
Ja, jag klarade. Annars har jag varit här. But there was so many.
Jo, men
at that time, when this was on, I was working over a place about about a svensk mil from Umeå. It was Röbäck, heter platsen. And there, put near every house, there was somebody that died there.
Men det var sådana som fick sjukan och klarade sig?
Ja, det var en del som but you all got sick. Everybody got sick. Wasn't you sick too?
No.
Wasn't you?
No, I was the only one who wasn't sick.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was not.
Var det ont om mat då under kriget? Var det ont om mat?
Well, it was not any to risk, but by working for a farmer, you know, they always had food. So I would say we always had something to eat, something to eat, but there wasn't very well. That was what we hardly didn't have enough at home, because we was five boys born, you know, a year and a half between them at the most.
So they wanted to take the pengar.
No, that was so fattigt hemma, so it was ingenting till det.
So my pappa arbetar nu på
Skarins fabriken.
Fabriken, ja. Och de organiserade de arbetarna.
Huh?
Var de organiserade?
I don't think so, not at that time.
Inte det?
I don't think so.
Var inte de med i storstrejken 1908-1909?
Ja, hur du? I don't know about that.
Okay.
I should maybe remember, because I'm born 1902. So I was 6.
Kommer inte ihåg då, när var?
No.
För det var många som åkte till Kanada där uppe från Holmsund.
Ja, ja, right.
Och det var efter eller före storstrejken bland annat.
That's right. No, that was one thing, you know. Of course, after I worked for this last, den här som hade åkeriet, then we started to go and work for Umeå stad. And we took our cord och grävde ledningar. And we fick så mycket metern. And we did pretty good there. We did better there than anything else.
Det var 1919 och 20.
Ja, 1920-21.
Så då var du statsanställd då?
Då var jag, that's right. If I would have stayed in Sweden, I would have been a plumber. If I would have stayed there.
Ja.
Yeah.
Hade du lust för det?
Ja, but I would have to start i något yrke, förstår du?
Det var det arbete som fanns.
I know I would have been doing that, that's true.
Hur var det nu med militären? Du var ute och mönstrade.
Ja. I was in the exercise 1922 in September, I think. Then
was
I in Umeå, ja. Det var I-20 på den tiden där. And I was in the machine gun department. And then you see during the time I was in the army there, I started to get set up to go to the United States because her brother left 1922 for United States. So he did not exercise there, but he was just 17 years old, wasn't he?
Yeah.
When he left. So he came over here.
Vad hette han?
Han hette Gerald Oman.
Oman, ja.
Her brother, of course he's passed away now. So he went, and by him going, you know, after all, we want to try and, our idea was to try and go better ourselves and then come back home 5-10 years later, you know, but that never happened.
Like so han, din svåger nu, kom han till någon släkting?
Ja, han, he had two answers, or she had two. This is her brother we're talking about.
Var bodde de?
Va?
Var bodde de fastrarna?
Det bodde...
Eller mostrar var det väl?
Ja. Mostrar. De bodde här rätt i Flint.
Yes, i Flint?
Ja, båda två.
Och de hade åkt i tidiga år då?
Ja, de hade varit en 10-15 år före oss.
Hade familj?
Ja.
Vad hade de för arbete?
Snickare. Ja, one worked in the Buick. Lindas husband,
yeah.
Moster Linda. He worked in Buick in Signe. Yeah, okay, Foster was a different. Yeah, okay. And then the other aunt, han var snickare, and then he was a superintendent for big business. So he was building big buildings. So I started in as a carpenter. Well, I started in as labor when we finally got here. 1923.
Så du tror att det var din svåger då som inbillade att du skulle åka hit eller?
He was a big spring fjäder to we both came here. That's true.
Och din blivande fru, hon var också intresserad att komma efter?
Nej, hon gick på samma gång som jag, annars hon stannade.
Ja, det var ingen lust att åka med.
Nej. Väl, min bror ville jag gå med han.
Var du enda barnet?
Var så blyg förstås.
Var du enda barnet kvar i Sverige då, eller var det fler syskon kvar i hemmet?
Mamma dog då jag var 8 år gammal.
Så vis.
Så jag har...
Pappa gifte om sig då, så var en...
Han hade 3 barn efter.
Så du var ute och arbetade då när ni åkte till Amerikatanken? Så hur lång var exercisen nu på I-20? 6 månader?
Nej, det var 9 månader.
9 månader? I ett streck?
Ja, right. So you see, when I was gonna... During the time I was doing the exercise, I was getting ready to go to United States as soon as I got out of the service. And well, I just worked for a month after we got out. We got out in May, I think it was May or June. Well, we was here the 18th of July anyhow.
So you had skrivit till Kungsdorf?
Ja, vi måste gå ner till Stockholm och ha passen att visitera. Det var ju så viktigt den tiden, så.
Ja,
det är det väl nu också. Så vi hade to go down to Stockholm and there's his sign is John Henry on it so we could come over here.
Måste skriva till kungen.
Ja, that's what we did. But vi måste gå ner till amerikanska ambassadören, va? Is that what it is?
Ja.
Och få pass och allt det där i ordning.
Hade du sparat ihop till biljett då?
Nej, vi måste bara låna pengar också.
Utav pappa eller?
Ja, de hade ingenting. Jag lånade utav Och de var lite äldre. Ja,
det var släkten med också.
Va?
Ja, hemme.
No, there was some people was, you know, 7-8 years older. Så jag bara 1,000 kronor. 1,000 kronor var slatt om money them day.
Ja, men det tog hand om båda vietna för er.
Well, no, not really, but Gertrud had a little money. So, but I wasn't here more than 6 months, I had it all paid back. Yeah. And we was five of us left the same place. People right from the same neighborhood when we came on the boat over. We
was some Amerika diskussion i bygden då.
No. Det var väl inte mycket. Well, we had a good time.
Men det var så att de flesta hem hade någon släkting över i Amerika, var det inte?
Oh, absolutely. I think so. Very much so. Very much.
Skriv och prata eller tala om hur det var.
Ja.
Vad skrev dina bröder nu till exempel om hur det var över er? Sa de att det var bra?
Min bror? Att,
ja. Vad skrev han om
förhållandet? Han hade bara varit här hur många?
No, you see, he came here just before Christmas 1922.
Så han hade inte varit länge?
Because his birthday is the 6th or 7th of December.
8th.
And he had his 17th birthday on the boat over.
Yeah.
So it went, you know, and when we came in when we landed in New York the 18th of July 1923, then when we came to Flint, he was in the hospital. He had been helping his uncle Victor. And was painting on the back porch, and he fell down and broke his leg. So that was very sad. When we came here, we didn't know it. That just happened. So that was bad too.
It was bad. Everything was bad.
Well, it wasn't easy. You come.
Det var ingen sjukkassa eller någonting som talade, utan det var bara så.
Och inte förstod man ett ord av engelska.
No,
hur gick det till nu när ni packade resväskan? Vad tog ni med er ifrån?
Va?
Vad tog ni med er nu i resväskan när ni åkte över? Packade ni ner särskilt med kläder och arbetskläder?
Ja, vi hade inte mycket med oss, ska jag säga.
Alltså, ni reste lätt.
Vi gick ganska lätt, så du.
Ja.
But you know, when I came, she went and stayed with her aunt. And I went to stay with her other aunt, this here Victor Eriksson. He was superintendent at the time. He was working with his tools, but he had been foreman and superintendent, carpenter foreman. So I stayed there. And the second day we came here, say 4 days after we landed. It took from the 18th, it took us a day and a half from
New York
to Flint. And I think I was here 2 days because we went and bought some old shoes, you know, and pair of pants, you know, so we could go. And then we went working, started as a laborer, and we got 50 cents an hour. And hot, this was about the 23, 24th of July. Down in the basement, there was Champion was building a new spark plug factory here in Flint at that time. So we worked there 2 weeks, you know, and I never forget this. And here was all black people, black, except we was 4 or 5 Swedes. We was almost black too. And we worked together, and we had a foreman was there. Carpenter foreman, he was Swedish, so he told us what to do, and we worked like a burn show.
Var de pojkarna ifrån samma bygd som?
Nej, det var bara en som, ja, som var bara en som var från samma plats som jag.
Innan vi går in i arbetet nu, hur när ni åkte så många ifrån samma trakt, hade ni någon stor hippa när ni åkte, eller kalas, eller och vinka av er, eller vad hände?
Ja, den gjorde jag i Umeå.
Du gjorde det?
Ja. Vem vi lämnade, menar du?
Ja.
Ja,
och då nere vid järnvägsstationen vinkade ut av er. Och...
Ja, oh, ja. Oh, det var så Laron där.
Släktingar och bekanta.
Ja, oh, ja.
Så det var... Mm. Och då sa ni att ni skulle komma tillbaka om 5 år.
Väl, vi talade within over 5-10 år kanske. 5-10 år. Det var en massa av de unga pojkarna som kom här, så du säger det här var 23. Och så depression started 1928 or 29. Then it was hundreds of them went back to Sweden. They didn't have work, they didn't have no money, and some of them borrowed money and just got back to Sweden. Lots of
money. Så de andra nu som åkte från Umeå, var åkte de till?
Ja, they disappeared. You never know where they went, all of them.
Och ni hade aldrig kontakt med dem heller?
No. After we got married, you see the year we got married, 1924, the 17th of May. So we want to be here 10 months or a year, you know, to get custom with it. And she had a good place to stay and I had a good place to stay too. So that really helped too. And my goodness, we want to pay up what we had borrowed to get here. That was the main thing too.
Hur var resan över nu med gamla Kungsholm? Var det...
That was fine.
Ni var på båten, ni var många ungdomar, ni dansade.
Oh, we had a heck of a good time there. Yes, sir.
Here starts the good life, you thought.
That was really good.
Och på Ellis Island, kommer ni ihåg hur det gick till där nu? När ni...
What?
På Ellis Island.
I tell you, when we left Sweden, somebody must have tipped us off. Mm-hmm. And I think it was Ida Larsson's brother. And he had been here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He had been here in America and he came back to Sweden 1922. And he told us, if you can, you buy a second class ticket over. And that's going to eliminate you to go through Ellis Island. And we never went through it. They took us, I don't know, I can't just remember how we did it. But we did never go into Ellis Island.
De andra pojkarna som var med här?
Yeah, they had to go through there.
Ellis Island?
Yeah. But they all went through all right. And then we met on Central Station there. We was going to Umeå. Yeah, we was going to go to Flint, what am I talking about? So, and I tell you, when we, how was that, sir? You see, at that time, there was so much immigrant and Swedes and you name it, all kinds of them. Am I talking too much?
Nej.
Yeah, okay. You see, they put it, it was some Swedish ladies that come and met the immigrant, and they talk Swedish to us. They could talk, and then they put a market on Gertrude. So they was responsible for us to get us to Central Station in New York to get the train and keep on going.
I remember that.
Hur bar
ni er åt nu efter ni kom av båten? Då fick ni köpa mat på egen hand.
What?
Köpa mat, ni börjar bli hungriga. Hur bar ni er åt då?
I'm gonna tell you something. You would never believe this.
Yeah.
When we got to Central Station, they more or less left us there, but there was somebody was keeping an eye on us, so we would get on the train and get rid of us. They didn't want us to stay in New York. It was a good friend of Gertrude, same age. Her name was Helga Jonsson. From the same close to, we knew her in Sweden. She was one of them, wasn't afraid, and I wasn't afraid either, and we were starting to get hungry. So we went, Central Station, they had a great big restaurant there. I can't remember just how it was. So we went and, boy, we got a whole big plate of food. But then it was 5 of us. We haven't paid for that yet.
Today.
There was nobody wanted the money. We had money enough for to pay for it. And nobody took the money. So that was funny. That and then her and I, this Helga Jones, she was too bashful. We went and bought a big sack oranges. A big, big sack. Was it in something else?
Yeah.
We must have bought 2 packs. See, great big bag. We had oranges when we came to Flint. We never paid for that either. They thought we looked too poor, I guess, or something. We didn't pay anything. We wanted to pay them, and they told us, go here, go there. We went there. Nobody wanted any money.
Vad trodde ni då när ni fick allt det här på...
Yeah, well, I thought this is going to be a real good place to stay. But finally we got on the train. Finally. And boy, we stood there and shook, and then we could hear them talking English. And I told Gertrude, but how in the world are we ever going to learn that thing? They was blabbering away, you know. How in the world are we ever going to learn it? But things went pretty good.
Så arbete det stod och väntade på innan ni kom. Du fick arbete i hem eller?
No, she just did where.
Jag lärde sig hemma i Sverige, så jag var
sömnerska. Så jag tog in syning. Så arbetade aldrig ut hos någon då, utan tog in sömnadsarbete?
Well, when we finally got to Flint, you know, they had to pull the oranges. We had work, there was no question about that, you know. 50 cents an hour.
Men det smakar gott.
I think we got 45 cents. So we worked like, now I get back to where I left off. We worked there 2 weeks at this place. And then they started a new building, and that's Flint Journal, the paper we have today. In 1923, and it was a Swedish superintendent there with the name of Sandström. And then the carpenter foreman, his name was Wikström. So we went there and worked there, and then we got 5 cents an hour more. That was a lot of money, 55 cents instead of 50.
Ni behövde aldrig be era löner för höjning, utan det kom automatiskt.
Yeah, well, they just gave it, because we was worth much more than that, compared with some of the others. We was. I know it.
Hur många svenskar var ni, 4?
Huh?
Var ni 4 som arbetade med dig som labor då?
Yeah, well, we got, I tell you.
With the pick and the shovel?
No, we got away from there a little bit. But as long as we wasn't one place there, there was 2 weeks. All we do was pick and shovel. We was too dumb. No, I tell you, we started putting reinforcing steel. You know what I'm talking about? And my goodness, we got to be real good experts at it. You know, we worked there for a year and a half on this building.
So då tjänar du pengar?
Yeah, we 55 cents an hour, that was good. But we was just ordinary labor.
Det var 10 timmar om dagen då?
Va?
Var det 10 timmar om dagen?
No. Let's see, we worked 9 hours and half a day Saturday. We worked at 2 o'clock Saturday. So we must have got 50 hours in. No, 45. Yeah, just about. Not quite, I guess. 48, maybe. So, but det var ju stora pengar, förstår du. Oj, oj, oj. Och kursen var 3,58. Så då satt man och räknade ut. Så det,
och du hade i Sverige jämfört.
Ja, vi tjänar pengar. Men och men.
Och fria apelsiner.
Ja, fria apelsiner. Allting var bra. So we worked there.
Hur gick det nu de första dagarna på arbetet? Det var en svensk
förman. Ja, han var... he was a carpenter foreman, but he came and told us how to dig and do this. Annars hade vi en... Han var en italienare, så, som tog reda på alla de här svarta. He was labor foreman. And you know what I thought? When we got down there, you after a bit bender a couple of days. So we was talking Swedish all, we 5. I think it was 5 down there. I said, vi ska ta 6 of them hem till Sverige. Och visa dem på folk, så skulle vi få en massa pengar. Och om vi kunde ta de här 6 hem. Yeah, that was something else again.
Vad hade du nu för funderingar när du fick en skyffel här i Amerika? Den var ju inte lik en svensk skyffel. Yxorna var annorlunda och spadar var annorlunda.
Ja, det var så big and clumsy, the shovel they had here. so clumsy. And the pickaxe, you know, that was so heavy, you know. If you might maybe almost fell, you did like this, you know, you had to hang on to it, you follow the pick.
Så ni hade några kommentarer i svenskar emellan då? Ja,
vi talked Swedish all the time.
Jädra verktyg då.
Ja, det var allt möjligt under solen, förstår du. I have to tell you this, one time we get from one thing to another, but it don't make any difference. I'm not going to listen to it. So, one time we was riding the sport. Är det bra nu?
Ja.
Ja, vi was living on the North Pin of Flint, you know. So we took the store one downtown, the center of town. And we sat in the back end on the spårvagn och talade svenska. So pretty soon there was a nice, young, Swedish lady, young girl came in there. And du vet hur man var. När man var 22 år gammal och 23, man var inte så riktigt snygg i mun heller. Så hon kom in där, you know, and you could see it. We thought she might be Swedish, but we didn't care. And vi satt och talade om henne, you know, hur vacker hon var och allt sånt där. Och så när hon gick ut av spårvagn så sa hon, ja, ni språkar bra, ni svenska pojkar, gör ni inte? Oh my God. I think they had said something, you know, was not really the best either. When you get together five boys, you know what happened.
Ni träffade henne när senare?
She was in Flint. I don't think we have, no, that's about the only time we saw her, I think. I don't know what happened to her. Maybe she was just going through it.
Så hur länge dröjde det innan ni kunde köpa bil och åka till arbetsplatsen med?
Ja, det tog... I started to do carpenter work 1900... See, I got married the 17th... Or 17th of May, 1924. Then I got sick, then I was making 60 cents an hour. But then I started to do a little carpenter work, you know. Like apprentice. In 1920, am I talking through my head? After I had paid up what I had borrowed home for resan över. Då hade jag sparat lite pengar så jag gick och köpte en tomt.
En fråga om bil.
Yeah, well, just a minute, I get to that, I think. I'm not sure. So, after I had paid that up and had the tomten cost us 650 kroner, right, dollar. And because I was thinking someday we're going to build a house. I was married now when I bought this. And 650 kroner, when you make 60 cent an hour, that was a lot of money. So then 1928, this was 24, 4 years later, then I was a carpenter and I got 85 cents an hour. That was the running scale, 85, for groove carpenter, you know, was working on formwork and things like that. And Finnish carpenter got 90-95 cents an hour.
Då tillhör du fackföreningen?
Ja.
Då tillhör du union?
I did. I joined there in 1924.
Tillhör du labor union också?
No, I never
det
joined it. They was not really organized that good. The carpenter was organized pretty good, but the company would not, they didn't care if it was a union man or not. In fact, they didn't want you to be a union man.
Yes,
the company. No. But I joined anyhow. So I would be, you know, so I was a union. I learned the trade as apprentice. And then 1929, then I was carpenter foreman. on the jail when we built the county jail here in Flint. But then you see my uncle, he was superintendent, and he made me as carpenter foreman. But that, you know, there was some friends of his, you know, real good carpenter, Finnish carpenters. But they didn't like that rough work, you know. Well, that had to be done good too. It had to be done right, even if it wasn't like hanging the doors and trimming out the house or anything. So it was a lot of jealousy, but I did work, so I helped them. I was fortunate. I was very strong for my size. So I was very fortunate, so I got a big boost there. But then you see depression coming. This was it 1928 in the fall? When did we have the depression? 28 and 29, then it broke all to pieces. Well, anyhow, we worked there and we got the building enclosed. So I started there 28, I remember that. Same year as I started 29, okay. But we got the building done and enclosed, and it's all stone on the outside. We got the roof and windows and in it. But they didn't have enough money to finish it up. They didn't get all the cells and things in there. So 1932, they had to close up the jail. They didn't have no more, they couldn't get tax money. Nobody had any money to pay taxes. You see, you would be too young to understand. It was really bad when we had the first depression. And didn't they start in 28? Didn't we have the crash in 28? Or was it 29? Okay. So you see, it got from bad to worse. But then, that was no more work there. But then this Sandstrom, Jonas Sandstrom, who built the journal building, the Catholics in Monroe, Michigan, about 100 miles south of us here in Monroe, yeah, it's still Michigan. The Catholics was building a almost like a college. They called it a college too. And he got to be superintendent on this job too, plus they had more than one. It was $12 million project. Damn days, it'd be the same thing as $100 million today, 10 times as much. So I was lucky. We went down there. Some of us from Flint went down there too, and that was. They had 700-800 carpenters there, or a crew of 700-800 people working there. Did I touch that? So it was, I tell you, you see, one gang was working and one gang went out through the door. They fired them that fast. You know, if they looked a little cockeyed, you know, they fired you.
Is that right?
Yeah, there was ingen ordning på den tiden.
Hire, fire,
boy. We had a building that was 1,000 feet long, the mother house. And I would say it was bedrooms on this side and the wide corridor bedroom on the other side. So the building must have been, could have been 60 foot wide, maybe. Say 60 by 1,000. Do you know, they had 100 bricklayers on there, laying brick. You could see that thing move, go up, and it was 6 stories high.
The bricklayers, now, were there a lot of Swedes in, with them too?
What?
Were there any Swedish bricklayers?
That's very possible, but...
Mostly Italians.
American. It could be any nationality.
Who was the foreman for this job, now?
His name was Jonas Sandstrom. I worked with him, but it was so many buildings that the mother house, I worked on that a lot, in the power house. I have to tell you this before I forget it too. They had a chapel there, you know, a Catholic chapel there at this institution. They had this chapel there, I forgot how many people could sit in there, because this mother house, when the nuns go and teach schools like they did them days. They still do it today. During the summer, they go there and rest and pray and take it easy for 3 months. So that's their vacation, so they have a place to be. And there was thousands on there, it seemed like, when we finally got it done. Well, I have to tell you about this. The chapel, they had the station or the cross, you know, 12, and just magnificent. The railing and the marble, you never seen anything like it. It was all imported from Italy. The railing was made out of gold. The boys was installed the railing, they had real soft white gloves. They was just as soft so they wouldn't scratch it to do anything. And I thought, for my goodness sake, what, you're gonna have something there you can't even touch? You know, you and I might go in there and borrow the railing. We ain't gonna bring no gloves if it's 90 degrees in the sun. I thought it was fantastic. By I'm making a little fun of, but it was just beautiful. You would never understand whoever designed or did that thing.
So they're still standing today?
Oh, it's still down there, absolutely.
So you were working there as a foreman too then?
No, I was working as a carpenter there, but you know, you was just lucky to be working.
Why did they fire so many and so often? Wouldn't they interrupt
you? Yeah, there was...
Just they didn't work hard enough, they were...
Yeah, they... You know, when you get power, if you happen to look a little bit to the corner, you know, it was ridiculous. There was no sense in it. No sense in it. And the people, you know, it was no work to get. No place. I was just lucky. I worked there over a year down there.
So you were never laid off then until you came here, until the Depression?
When we got down there in, I think it was 1932, you couldn't find a job no place. Absolutely no place. And a good friend of us, or me and another carpenter, he's dead too now, he was building a house, 7-8 miles outside of Flint there. And he didn't have it done at that time. I was a reasonable good carpenter, even if I had to say it myself. So he wanted us to go out there. You know how what we went and worked for? I think when we was in Monroe working, we got, I don't know if we got a dollar or 90 cents an hour. What was just marvelous to get, didn't he? And we went and worked for this one for 35 cents an hour. And we did a lot of nice work for him too. And Victor Erickson, he used to be a superintendent. He was there and he was inside and did all, he was a good carpenter too, all the finishing work. So he built that house very, very cheap, and he was working down to Buick, and he was a dye maker. They make dyes out of wood at that time, and that's what he was doing. So he made enough money to keep three of us going himself. He was making good money.
But he paid them
35
cents an hour.
Yeah, well,
the union scale was not...
It was no junior, hair choir.
Did you turn out the union,
oh, yeah, we still paid in, but, you know, it got so... It was... People belonged to the union, they couldn't pay the dues. There was no way they could pay it.
Så vad hände nu med den här tomten som du köpte för $650?
Ja, I had that. That was laying there. So now should I go back there again?
Yeah, I thought you was going to finish it.
Yeah, well, I didn't. I got lost, didn't I? Well, 1928, I started to build a house. Her brother then was a bricklayer.
Det var han som var 17 år.
Ja, 17 år.
Och
bröt benet. Ja, bröt benet. So he was working in Detroit, and he come up and helped me to, I have to tell you this a little bit more. First I went to Olson, Michigan Lumber, and there was Swedes there, all Sweden, the owner was Anton Olsson. He is a Swede. And so there's still Olssons are down there. And I told him I'm going to build a house. And I want some credit. Well, they didn't know me from Adams, you know. But being a Swede, you know, this, sure, we help you so you get the roof on. Because you had to have the outside up and the windows in. They didn't say anything about the door, but I know I had the gray door, you know, gray door in. And then you can go to the bank and get a loan. This was 1928, just before the crash. So I did, the lot was paid for, thank the Lord, or it would never have worked.
You paid $1,700.
I forgot how much money I had, $500, $600, whatever I had when I started. So I got the roof up, but I owed all the money for the lumber bill.
So de tog den risken?
Ja.
De tog den risken då? De tog den risken då?
Ja, det did.
Och de var glada för det?
Ja, well, if I wouldn't have been a Swede, they never took it. You had to be a Swede or they would never listen to you. So then I went down to the banker, and I was still talking very broken, you know. So I went down there and saw one of these big fellows down there, and I told him what I must have had. I had a drawing, and I showed him what was done, and he got a big kick out of me too. So he said, "John, I'm going to borrow the $2,700." So I could pay the lumber bill, I think, was $1,600 at that time. I said, I got to have $3,000 on it, otherwise I can't get a furnace in there. You know, I preached to that. And he was a mean old tough guy. He said, no. He said, all you're going to get is $2,700. I said, I need $3,000 so I can get the furnace. I got my $3,000.
You got it?
Yes, sir. He said, you would never get it if you wouldn't be a Venice Swede. That's what he told me. Boy, I had a big feather in my hat. I got the $3,000. I paid up the lumber bill. And we moved in there. We started in May 1928. Hey, when did we move? We was in there before Christmas.
It was
in November.
Before Christmas, yeah, holiday, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't have a front door. So I made one out of wood, you know, and put insulation on it and everything. Nobody could come in the front door. And I finished up two. We had three bedrooms, small bedroom. It was a two-story house. But it was very small on the front, 24 by 26, but full. Two stores. It was a nice home, just the same.
Yeah,
still there.
Det var nere i centrala Flint då?
Ja.
Var det nere i Flint?
Ja, north of here, about 2 miles. So we got them three bedrooms done. The stairs were going up there. I didn't have money to buy the lumber. Because now, this was 28, and I was making the payment. When I got the loan, I was supposed to pay $200 every 6 months plus interest. And that was $400 a year. And that was a lot of money when you make 85, 90 cents an hour. But it went good. But then you see the depression came and no front door. I just put some more pop there and tar paper and made it look halfway decent on the outside. But nobody could go and come in because I made it shut. So we lived upstairs, but we got along. We got heat, but I couldn't finish the floor. It took me 6 years before I got it done.
6 years?
6 years.
But you didn't lose it, though?
No, sir. I have to tell you this. Then it was a loan come through because people was losing all homes right and left. You know, a $5,000 home, you could buy it for less than $1,000. But nobody had the $1,000 would buy a house on that level, you see. Because there was all kinds of, and I tell you, I had paid in on this when this loan come through. That's why I'm a Democrat. That's one thing. When Roosevelt was elected, he came in 1933. The first thing he did, he closed the banks because the banks was going haywire. They rolled over and over. And then he started the homeowner's loan so people wouldn't lose their homes. A lot of them lost them there anyhow. If you owed too much, you know. But I owed on the house at that time, but I paid the interest. So the banks was asking me for the other $400 too. It was $200. It was $400 a year, I think. But as long as I paid the interest, I was lucky they didn't drive me too much. But they wanted the house too, and I was $1,700 on it. So, when I got this loan, when he was elected president, I was one of the very first got a homeowner's loan in the city of Flint. And I had to pay $13.74 a month on the loan. See, for, I forgot, for it was 15 years or something.
How much interest were those loans?
They was very, very small. It was less than 5%. So I had to pay $13, I think it was $13.54, I can't, $74, a month. And you know, you almost go hungry so you could make it. I never had no problem. Well, after this depression started to straighten up, you know, it was 33, 34, things started to get a little better. He got in there. In 35, in 36 I paid up the loan. 1936 I paid it up.
Och inget arbete då mellan 1932?
Ah?
Det var inget arbete då under den?
Nej, från 1932 tills he was elected, it was, you couldn't buy a job. They didn't, you know, it was, her brother was a mason or bricklayer. He went and worked for the farm for the food. No, nothing for a cigarette or anything.
No, he didn't get a penny.
Mm. Hur var det med sömnadsarbetet nu då för er?
Ja, det gick bra.
Yeah, I think she did real good.
Alltså folk kom fortfarande in och beställde kläder och...
No, that was... Anybody didn't... especially when you... Like I was just get started to build a house. But they lost their homes. My goodness, they were... I think they lost home for $500.
Fast bankerna, de tog tillbaka?
Yeah, they took the house. And they couldn't swing it. There was no way they could swing it.
När köpte du den första bilen nu då?
Ja,
det är en annan historia, ser du.
Ja, det är viktiga milstolpar, det första huset och första bilen.
Ja, okej. In 1926... I had been a 3 years, oh, I must have been, he was working on a disposal plant outside Flint there, where they sell everything you didn't want through this. And that was quite a project. Well, then there was a Swede in Svenspojke som skulle gå hem. Han hade köpt en 1924 Ford Coupe. This was 26, and he was after me to buy it, and I would kind of like to buy it too. And now it was a question about the money. Do you know what I bought that Ford Coupe for? I'm pretty sure it's 26. It could be 27, but I don't think so. I bought it for $80, and it wasn't over 2 years old, and it's for a few months. And I drove that to 1930. And then I bought an old Chevrolet, real cheap. So that's my first car. And then I bought this Chevrolet, that was in 1930. And that was a pretty nice car. Well, they lost it too, because I think... No, he had it paid for. He had the car. Not Abramson. Oh, he was... Bernardson was his name. Oh,
yeah.
Oh boy, it's a long time ago, you just can't remember anything. And things started to go better and better after we got over depression. But we was there 25 years before we went home to Sweden the first time. So we went home in 48. We came here 23, we went home in 48, that's right. And then we had a son, and he was married. In fact, they're supposed to be married 6 weeks before you can go on the American line. They had to be married 6 weeks as man and wife. What a setup.
Yeah.
At that time, 1948, so they could be together, man and wife on the boat. Did you know about that?
Yeah, I did.
No, well, they 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
6 weeks. I don't know why.
So de kunde inte gå på honeymoon till exempel då.
Ah?
De kunde inte åka honeymoon då på en.
Well, it was the honeymoon. What they had to do in order to make it 6 weeks, they was going to get married a certain date. They had to get married 2 weeks before so they could travel as man and wife on the boat. Have you heard anything so silly?
Yeah.
But that was it. So that's what we did. We had the wedding, we shoved it ahead. So that was their honeymoon. I took them on their honeymoon to Sweden.
Så de var med då hem till Umeå?
Ja.
De var med hem till Umeå?
Ja, yeah, right.
Levde dina föräldrar då fortfarande?
Yes, they was living at
that. Och hennes också?
Ja.
Inte mamma?
No, no, she did. No. Ja, oh ja, yeah. And her stepmother.
Så det tog några år innan ni
kunde
åka tillbaka.
Men then we was home in 48. And you know, 25 years, you got, we had contact with Sweden constantly, but we had much more contact later. And we really had 25, we was too busy to work, and we just had one boy, but even at that.
And
yes,
sir.
Han är
bricklayer också. Ja, he's amazing. Mm.
Så vad hände nu här i Flint med bilindustrin under de här tiderna? Låg det ner alla fabriker då? 1930 till 35 mot 36?
Ja, väl det med airplanes här for the war, during the war.
Du försökte aldrig komma in på fabriken?
Nej, I didn't want to. And you know, if it was a job open, it was 1,000 wanted that job. They came from all over. They had so much people here, they didn't know what to do with them. Because this was really an industrial town, too.
Men då blev det väl behovet av mycket nya hus då när det kom in så mycket folk?
Ja, well, that's it.
Var det du hoppade in?
Va?
Det var det du hoppade in och byggde?
Nej, I was in heavy construction. I was never building any houses, except I built my own house. The first one, built this one.
Inga småhus?
No, you know, small is no, just on construction, from jails to churches, schools by the hundreds.
Det finns alltid köpare till båda platserna, både till kyrkan och på.
Ja, you right in between there. Yeah, you can. That's right.
You corner the market.
Yeah. So things went pretty good, and then you see. I don't know, in 1936 and up to the time we started our own company, I was always on supervision, superintendent on the work. That's why I got kind of independent too.
Var det för din morbror också eller?
Nej.
Har han slutat då?
No, he was there too. See, Sons Gross Construction Company, I worked for them for 25 years.
Vad heter de?
Sorensen and Gross. And before that, we worked for W. Wood Construction Company when we built the new Flint Journal here down in Flint. So I worked for them about almost 8-9 years, and then Sorensen Gross, I worked for them 25 years. I didn't want to quit either, but then I thought, my goodness sake, why not try and start a company of your own? You're doing everything, you have having all the headaches anyhow to run a job. So that's what we did. We was five of us started our own construction company in 1954. And then I worked there, I was 70 years old.
What hette det bolag eller firman?
Eriksson & Lindström Construction Company. Mm-hmm. So that's the way I got named. We had a little bit rough to start, you know. When you start anything from nothing, you know, you haven't got a hammer, you haven't got a wheelbarrow, you haven't got shovels, you haven't got a pick, you haven't got anything. It's pretty hard to start.